We're starting here on the bottom of Daled Amud Bet. We read the section from the Mishnah that we're going to discuss today, which is Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua Kol Shaitala Shad Heter LaKohanim Ein Mo'alin Ba. Anything that had a moment where the Kohanim had the Heter in it, then there is no Mi'ilah. So what is meant by Heter LaKohanim? This turns out to be three options that you could have. And that's what the Gemara says here at the two dots at the bottom of Daled Amud Bet. Amalei Bar Kapara LeBar Pada Ben Achuti, my nephew. You should prepare or get yourself ready for what we're going to discuss in the Beit Midrash tomorrow. Heter Shchita Shaninu? Oh, Heter Zrika Shaninu? Or Heter Achila Shaninu? When we say Heter Lakoanim, which of these three things does it mean? Does it mean Heter Shchita? Mean that after the moment of Shchita, that's already classified as being Heter Lakoanim? What does it mean then, Heter Lakoanim? Heter la'avudat ha'kohanim. After Shkita, that's the moment when the Kohen takes over and begins the process of avoda. Because mikabala ve'elech is mitzvah b'kohanim. Or, heter zrika shaninu. Heter zrika is after Kabbalah. Once you've done the Kabbalat Adam, we look at the dam as if kolomei lizarek kizaruk dami. Anything that is ready to be zaruk ala mizbeach, that's as if you did it already. And since it's as if you did it already, you already reached the point of heter ha-kohanim. Oh, heter achila shaninu. Do we demand that you actually can be able to eat it? Not that kolo medi zarek yizaruk dami, but rather you have to actually do the zrika dadam in order for it to be heter ha-kohanim, in order for the kohanim to be able to eat the basar. Now, Tosafot says that this is not simply the machloka between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim about whether kolo medi zarek yizaruk dami, because you could, even according to Rabbi Shimon or the Rabbanon, explain either position over here. In addition, he says, why do we call the heter zrika the case where you've done the Kabbalah properly? And then we say, kol omed lizarek kizaruk dami. Why don't you say the same thing when it comes to heter shkita? Instead of saying heter shkita, you should say heter Kabbalah, which is that once the shkita is done, we look as if the Kabbalah is good. Why does the Gemara change the lashon between Heter Shchita and Heter Zrika? By Heter Zrika, we mean everything through Kabbalah is done well, and the Zrika, we assume, is as if done. So why by Shchita don't we say the same thing? Why don't we call it Heter Kabbalah? So Tosafot says that he differentiates between the two. When it comes to Zrikat Adam, without Kabbalat Adam, you can't do the Zrika. But Pasul does the Kabbalat Adam, then there is no Zrikat Adam. So the Kabbalah has to be done properly, and therefore what we're talking about is Heter Zrika. In addition, there is such a concept as kol omed lezarek kizaruk dami. But by shkita, number one, shkita can be done by a pasul. Number two is that the shkita is not necessarily connected directly to the Kabbalah. Kabbalah can be done by the kohen, even though the shkita is done by the pasul. And the Kabbalah then can be done afterwards. So we don't call it heter Kabbalah, and we don't say kol omed likabel kikabul dami. Anything that is ra'ui for Kabbalah is already as if it was nitkabel. So therefore, because of that, the Gemara changed the way it described each of these scenarios. It called it heter shkita by the first case, which means after shkita prior to Kabbalah. It called it heter zrika, even though it's talking about after Kabbalah prior to zrika. And then the last case is heter achila, which is obviously the case or the point of after you finish all the avodot. So the heter le'kohanim here is by shkita, that it's heter le'avodat ha'kohanim. By the latter two, it's heter le'achilat ha'kohanim. It's just a question of do we say, kol omed lizarek kizaruk dami. So then he says back to him, to his nephew, Chizki Amar, after telling his nephew to be ready for this question, he says, Chizki Amar, heter shchita, sheninu, it's a machloket amoraim. Chizkiya says that it's heter shchita, which does it, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, heter achila sheninu. Machloket between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan as to whether it's heter shchita or heter achila. Here we have nobody who says heter zrika. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, udaika metnitan, lovke Chizkiya, velovke Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is not like Chizkiya, nor is it like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanan, shalono, vishinit meit, vishiyat sat. So all of these cases are cases when there was shat heter the kohanim. We're talking about lan, where it was left overnight, it's notar, shinit meit, it became tamev, shiyatzat, it left the makom azara. Lav, the lan dam. When we talk about lan over here, it means that the dam was left overnight. Biktani, even though the dam was left overnight, ein mo'alimbo. Shema Minoah, that our Mishnah is talking about, Heter Zrikasha Ninu. Because Lan Adam means that there was Kabbalat Adam, it just the Zrika wasn't done. And what are we saying? No Mi'ilah, because Kolomed Zarek, Kizaruk Dami. If that's the case, our Mishnah thinks that it's Heter Zrika, but it's two Amoraim, taking one Heter Shkita and one is Heter Achida. Now, in terms of Rabbi Yochanan, it's a big problem, because here you clearly have Mi'ilah being cleared up before you reach the point of Heter Achida. For Chizkiyah, it's a question because the Mishnah should have said a bigger Chiddush and it didn't, but it's not as strong a question against Chizkiyah, it's just a nuisance, I would say, for Chizkiyah. And then the Gemara only answers for Rabbi Yochanan because of that, where it says, lo, delan basar. It was a case where he left the basar overnight. So if you leave the basar overnight, Elina was talking about the basar, then you've already reached the point where you had Heter Achila. Aval dam is darik. But in that case, the dam was already zaruk. It was ready to put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Meshum Hachik Tani Ein Mo'alimbo. And that's why it says Ein Mo'alimbo, because here we have Heter Achila. Now what's the Havamina that we're talking about? Lan is talking about Dam. In general, when we talk about Notar, Lan, we're talking about Basar. Why would the Gemara think the Mishnah is talking about Dam? So Tosafot says it's logical within the context of the Mishnah, because the last two lines in the Mishnah are a case where it's not called Shad Heter the Kohanim, which was Shekiblu Psulim, a case where Sulim did the Kabbalat Adam and Zrikat Adam. So we see the context in which the Mishnah is talking about is Dam. Therefore, the line that was written before maybe should be in that same context, which is that which refers to Dam. So that's why the Gemara's Havamina is that we're talking about Lina with regards to Dam, and not Lina with regards to Basar. And so the Gemara is, no, that it is Lina Basar, and therefore our Mishnah would then be okay or supportive of Rabbi Yochanan's position of Heter Achila Shaninu. Tznan. Vezihi shelo hayta la shata kosher. What is an example of things that did not have shat hekshel kohanim? Shenishkata chutz lezmanah v'chutz lemkomah via pigol, whether it's machshevet chutz lezman or machshevet chutz lemkomah, or shekiblo psulim v'zarku adama. The way we read it in the Mishnah is either there was kabbalat psulim or psulim were zorek adama. Hechi dami. What is this case, this last case in the Mishnah of Kiblu Psulim and Zarku Adama? Ilema de Zarku Apsulim, Vikiblu Apsulim. If you say that the Vav there is an and, then you would say what? They both did Zrika as well as the Kabbalah was done Psulim. So then if that's the case, Lamali Adi Katarte. Why do you need both of them? Even if one of them was done by a Psul, that would be enough. Because you don't need them to have Kabbalah by a Psul and a Zrika by a Psul. It's just Kabbalah by a Psul is enough to ruin it. El Alav, what's the case? It must be a case, the Kabbalah Psulim, Vizarkuak Sherim. Kabbalat Adam was done by Psulim, and the Zrikot Adam was done by Sherim. And that's why there's a problem over here. The problem over here is that the Kabbalah was done by Psulim. The inference from this is that had it been a case of Kibluak Sherim, the Kabbalat Adam was done by Sherim, and the Zrika was done by Psulim, then we would say, fine, that it is Heter the Kohanim. Again, that's an example of Heter Zrika. Because, Katani Mo'alimbo, Shmamina, Heter Zrika Shanino. Our Mishnah again sounds like Heter Zrika. Because the pivot point is around Kabbalat Adam. If the Kabbalat Adam is done by a Pasol, no good. If the Kabbalat Adam is done by a Kasher, then it is good. Because the Mar's diuk now is that it's not necessary to tell me in a Mishnah that both Kabbalat Adam and Zrikat Adam is done by a Pasul, because that's obvious. So it must be the Mishnah is telling us about a case of Kabbalat Adam by Pasul and Zrikat Adam by a Kasher. And the inference I would draw from that is if it was the opposite way around. Kabbalat Adam by a Kasher and Zrikat Adam by a Pasul, there I would say, Ein Mo'alimbo, there it would be effective. Well, if it's effective, that's a case where you only reach to the point of Kabbalat Adam, and we're calling it effective. That's what we called Heter Zrika before. So it sounds like our Mishnah is saying Heter Zrika. Now, there is a problem in the logic of the Gemara, which Tosfot addresses, which is the Mishnah writes both of them. It writes Kiblu Apsulim and Zarku Apsulim, which means that if you say, like we've read in the past, means or, that means that it means either case. Either a case where Kabbalat Adam was done by Psulim, and the Zrika was done by Ksherim, or the opposite way around, which is that the Kabbalat Adam was done by a Kasher, and the Zrika was done by a Pasul. How come the Mishnah is only taking one of those two options literally? It's only taking the first option literally, which is the case where it's Kiblu Apsulim, and then Zerkuak Ksherim. But the Gemara suggests the opposite case, a case where there was Kabbalat Adam but Kasher, and Zerika by Pasul, that would be fine in terms of removing Mi'ilah, which is not what the Mishnah sounds like. So Tosafot spent some time trying to figure out why you needed to have it exactly this way. Why is this direction proper? So he says, V'omer, Mori, Arabeinu Peretz Shechia, De'itzrik Shapri the Mitnei Zarku Psulim. You had to write Zarku Psulim, even though we're not going to take that literally. Dilo Tanela Kablu Psulim. Had the Mishnah only written Kablu Psulim, Sakadat Chamina, I would thought that the opposite case is true, domalim. Because we would hold like Rabbi Yochanan that it's heter achila. So then why did I write Kabbalah and not Zrika? If you pick the first of Oda to be Kabbalah Melech, Mitzvah Kuna, Mashvalon. Mishnah comes to teach, had the Tani Zarku Psulim. Had it been heter chila, then why write the case of kablu psulim at all? Could have just written the case of zrikat psulim, and that would have been enough to teach me heter chila. I wouldn't need kablu psulim at all. Avadai heter zrikat shaninu. V'tana zarku alomar kinami zarku psulim dafka kablu psulim hu demolim hayim kablu aksherim ein molim. So Tosfot says that the necessity to write the Zrikah by Psulim, even though that's not true, it could be Zrikat Psulim or Zrikat Ksherim, the reason the Mishnah that wrote it that way was to elucidate on the Kibluah Psulim. To teach us that Kibluah Psulim is not just an example, but rather that's the only time where Kibluah Psulim is the problem. Had it just been Zrikat Psulim, it wouldn't have been a problem. Because had I just written Kibluah Psulim, I would have extrapolated the din from Kibluah Psulim to Zarkuah Psulim. And I would have said, Heter Achila Shaninu. Alright, so then the Gemara says, Mat Kibluah Rav Yosef, is that really true? The way you're reading our Mishnah, is that the correct way to read it? If you think that such a distinction should be drawn, when we have Kibluah Psulim, and then O Zarkuah Psulim, or Vizarkuah Psulim, if you think that's the right way to distinguish it, Hadetz Nan Hotom. What are you going to do with the Mishnah that we had in Zvachim? Chatat psula. Ein dama taun kibus. When it comes to a chatat that is psula, the dam that splashes on your begadim does not require kibus. Pasuk says, v'chum chatat asher yizeh midama ala beged. Any beged that gets dam squirted on it from a chatat, techabes, you have to wash it. That's only if it's prior to zrikat adam. Anything that was done before the mitzvah of zrikat adam, the dam splashes on the beged, you have to wash that beged in the azara. So now the Mishnah tells us that chatat psula ain't dama tun kibus. Chatat psula does not require, its blood does not require kibus. Ben shayta lashata kosher v'nifsala. That's whether it reached a point in time where it was mutar and then it became pasul. Ben shaloyta lashata kosher. Even if it never reached the point where it was kosher lachilat konim nifsala. Ezuhi shayta lashata kosher. What's the case where it had shata kosher, v'nifsala, and then became pasul? Shalonov, shenitmeto, sheyatza. That's same examples that are brought in our Mishnah. Ezu shaloi tala shata kosher. What are examples of things that do not have a period of time when they were mutar? Shenishkata, chutz l'mkoma, chutz l'zmana. Probably need to reverse it. Chutz l'zmana, chutz l'mkoma. V'shekiblu apsulim, v'sarku et dama. So again, the exact same setup as our Mishnah. Now, hey chidami. So what do you want to do now? You want to be medayik? Out of this Mishnah, the same thing, that Kibluah Psulim, doesn't matter what happened with the Zrika. If it's Kibluah Psulim, and then the Zrika was done by Ksherim, or Psulim, it doesn't matter. Ilay mid Kibluah Psulim, Zarku Psulim, hu de'ein damaton kibus. What are you going to suggest now? That if the Kabbalat Adam was done by Psulim, and the Zrika was done by Psulim, then the Beged does not require wandering in the Azara. Ha? And you would infer from that, that if Kibluah Psulim, Vizarku Ksherim, if the Kabbalat Adam had been done by Psulim, but the Zrika done by Ksherim, Damo Atun Kibus. That's where you would require a Kibus. Because we have to be Midayik out of this, like we just said before, that it's exact. If we're going to be Midayik, when it says Kiblu Absulim, or Zarku Absulim, the Kabbalat Adam was done by Ksherim, or the Zrika was done by Ksherim, in that case, Damatahun Kibus, in that case, then the Dam would require Kibus. Karikan, how could you say that? The Pasuk says, Asher yizeh midama, v'lo shekvar huzah. If you did it everything right, then there is no Kibus. If you want to suggest here that in a case where it was Kabbalat done by the Ksherim, and Zrika was done by Ksherim, over there you would require Kibus, that doesn't make sense. Because the limud in the pasuk is, number one, actually is dama, which number one means it has to be kasher for azat damim, but also means it has to be prior to azat damim. But if you've already reached the point of azat damim, then there is no longer a requirement of kibus begadim in the azara. That's why shei zemi dama v'lush kvarhu za. Ela lav dafka. What you have to say over there in the Mishnah in Zvachim is that it was lav dafka. You can't be medayik anything out of this lashon. If that's the case, Hachanami, in our Mishnah over here, in Mi'ilah, lav dafka. It's not exact. Now the lav dafka over here is a little different, because the lav dafka in the Mishnah in Zvachim means, even if it's kasher and kasher. I mean, it doesn't matter if the pasul or not pasul, kasher, kasher. No matter what the circumstance it is, you do not require kibus. Because any case, anytime you have a psul in there, then it's a chatat psula. Chatat psula does not require kibus. If you have kasherim in there, if you do the karban properly, then there is no kibus because it's a yazet damav lo huza. The hazat dam is already done, therefore there's no kibus. So when we say lav dafka by the Mishnah Tzvachim, it means that it's irrelevant. Who did the zrika or the kabbalah? If zrika and kabbalah are done now, no matter who did it, there's no longer a requirement of kibus. In our case over here in Mi'ilah, that's not true. In our case in Mi'ilah, we don't say, if a kasher did it, then for sure, you don't have Mi'ilah over here. Our Mishnah, when we say lav dafka, we mean that only one of them is pasul. That even if just the mikabel was pasul, or just the zarek was pasul, in both of those cases, we would say that there is a problem of Mi'ilah, because we believe in heter achila shaninu. So the lav dafka is different in the two cases, but lav dafka means you can't be medayik anything from the Mishnah. Again, lav dafka in Zvachim means that it's irrelevant who did the Zrika and the Kabbalah. Doesn't matter who did it, there won't be a requirement of kibus. In our case, it means lav dafka means you can't say that they are both psulim and be medayik something from that, or say that it means Kabbalah psulim, but Zrika doesn't matter. But lav dafka means that either the Kabbalah that was done by a psul or the Zrika that was done by a psul. And when you say the or, it means it's irrelevant what the other side was, by the Kabbalah, because we believe heter achila shaninu. So Amar Rav Asi, says, wait a minute. Im kein, lama le mitnei tarte. Then what do I need two mishnayot for? You have two mishnayot that make the same statement, they use the same wording, and neither of them is the wording meaningful. In neither case do we learn anything out of that wording. So as Tosfot says, that we're not willing to accept the fact that a mishnah writes bichinam, just a wording that we're going to say is lav dafka. Both lav dafka by Zvachim and lav dafka by Mi'ilah. Okay, if one of them has a diuk out of it, then we could just say the other Mishnah copied the Lashon. And there it's lav dafka. But you have to have at least one of them be meaningful. So the Gemara's answer is, El olam de Mi'ilah dafka. By Mi'ilah, it is dafka. The Lashon is dafka by Mi'ilah, and we're going to have a limud from the case by Mi'ilah. The next line in the Gemara is a machloket Rashi and Tosafot, what it references. According to Rashi, the Gemara's conclusion is now, lolam demila dafka, that means that we are medayik like we did before, that the only thing that matters is the Kabbalat Adam. The Kabbalat Adam was done by a pasul, then you do have a problem with mi'ila. Kabbalat Adam is done by a kasher, then mi'ila is gone because we believe heter zrika shaninu. That's what Rashi says over here. Dakina mina, the heter zrika shaninu. Then, what is the next line in the Gemara? Comes to explain the Mishnah in Zvachim. The next line of the Gemara is explained to us, well, then what does it mean in the Mishnah Zvachim? On the other hand, Tosafot reads V'ha Kamash V'lon as an explanation of the previous statement. El olam de Mi'ilah dafka. Mi'ilah is dafka, and Tosafot says the conclusion is that we don't know if it's heter zrika or heter achila shaninu. We don't know which one it is because the dafka over here is not coming to teach us either one of those items. El olam ha Kamash V'lon. It's coming to teach us the next din. Now this next din is V'ha Kamash V'lon. The pasul oseh shirayim, that a pasul that does kabbalat adam, he makes everything else into shirayim. By making everything else into shirayim, that means that nobody else can come along afterwards, do the kabbalat adam, and then use that dam to be machshir the korban. Once he's done the kabbalat adam, the scenario could be either he did kabbalat adam, and there's still dama nefesh in the animal, and then all of a sudden a kasher runs in and does the kabbalat adam, or the kabbalat adam was originally done in two kosot, in two cups. He, the pasul, uses one of the kosov, and then you have a kasher who's bringing the second kos. But if the pasul who does this avodah makes it into shirayim, whatever is left behind into shirayim, then they're no longer good to be put on the mizbeach. He can't rectify the korban, as well as the fact of what you have to do with the blood. If it's normal shirayim
not like what we are defining here, Shirayim, to be Pasul, then the
Shirayim, you would place it on the Yisod HaMizbeach. On the other hand, if it's Pasul, and it's blood that's no good anymore, then you would place it into the Ama, you'd put it into the sewer system of the Mikdash. The Kibel Pasul Bezarak, he did come out to the Dam and did Zrikat the Dam. Vikibel Kasher Bezarak, and then after him came a Kasher and did Kabbalat Adam and Zrika, Lav Klumhi. What he does afterwards is meaningless. My time out is Shirayim Ninu, because he makes him into Shirayim. And that's what we learned. So now, again, for Rashi, that means that our Mishnah is Dafka, like we were learning before, and that teaches us Heter Zrika. The Hakamash Malon is knowing about the Mishnah in Zvachim. What's the purpose of writing it in the Mishnah in Zvachim? Purpose of writing it in the Mishnah in Zvachim is to teach us this other din. This other din that the Kabbalat Psul makes the remainder of the Dam into Shirayim, and being Shirayim, you can't rectify it. A Kasher coming and doing the Avodah afterwards will not help the situation. On the other hand, Tosafot says, when we say, Ola Meila Dafka, that what's written in Meila is Dafka, not Dafka like we were learning before, that Heter is Rika Shaninu, but rather, we don't know. Heter Zrika, Heter Achila, we don't know which one it is. What does it mean, Dafka? Kamash Vavon. The Mishnah Meila teaches us this did. So the Kabbalat Adam and the Zrika of the Psul makes it into Shirayim. And then Tosafot says, what about the Mishnah in Zvachim? Rashi addresses both Mishnayot. It says the Mishnah here is Dafka, meaning Heter Zrika Shaninu. The Mishnah in Zvachim is teaching us about the din of Psul. But Tosafot, the whole Murray is talking about our Mishnah. What about the Mishnah in Zvachim? So that's what Tosafot said before. I don't mind if you have one Mishnah that writes it for no reason. One Mishnah is just copying parallel structure to what we have here. But I have to come up with a reason why it's here. So he's saying that over here in Me'ilah, it's Dafka, because it's coming to teach us about this Inyan of Shirayim. The Mishnah in Zvachim wrote it because it was copying the Mishnah in Me'ilah. So where it says, V'abayin minei Reish Lakish mi Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't Reish Lakish ask Rabbi Yochanan this question? Pasul mashu hu yaseh Shirayim. Pasul, who does the Avodat Adam, what is the din in terms of Shirayim? V'amalei, Ein lucha davar sheyaseh Shirayim. No avoda does Shirayim, elo chutz l'zmano, v'chutz l'mkomo. If you have makshev, chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo, that makes the residual damage to Shirayim. Why? Ho meratzim l'figulam. Because we know, and we've said this a number of times now, when it comes to figul, you have to put the dam on the mizbeach properly. Even though you've had a makshev pasul, all the other avodah would have to be done properly. And since the avodah being done properly makes it into figul, by doing it properly, that also brings it to a point where everything is considered Shirayim. So my love, when we say in l'cha davar, doesn't that mean in nothing, bar mi pasul, that comes to exclude a pasul also? Lo, afilu pasul. So then, no, even a pasul will also make it into Shirayim. Va in l'cha k'toni. So what are you going to do with that exclusive lashon that Rabbi Yochanan said? This is the only case where you have Shirayim. Is this chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mkomo? So my says, hachi kamar. We have to reword it slightly. In l'cha davar, She'enu miratzeh b'tzibur. There's nothing that is not miratzeh b'tzibur. Ve'oseh shirayim. And makes it shirayim. Elochutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mkomo. The problem of pigul cannot be rectified b'tzibur. Chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo are psul both by karban yachid and by a karban tzibur. Nevertheless, chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo still make it into shirayim. Aval, the exception to that case is, and why he said in that lashon is tamei. Tamei dita b'tzibur, mishavei shirayim. But tamei, which does work by tzibur, because we know tuma either hoshu b'tzibur or duchuya b'tzibur, a korban yachid, tuma is not doche. But by korban tzibur, tuma is nitcheit, or the tzitz is meratze on tuma. Therefore it's mishavei shirayim. Because even though you did a savoda by a korban yachid, since by a korban tzibur you would have been okay, therefore, by the Karban Yachid, we say your action is efficacious enough to make it into Shirayim. But all other psulim, shar psulim, dloit nun b'tzibur, lo mishavin shirayim. All other psulim in the tzibur, lo mishavin shirayim. They do not make it into Shirayim. So therefore, there are only two things that make the dam into Shirayim. That's a machshevet chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said, ein lecha davar. Ein lecha davar, where the tzibur and the yachid have the exact same din, there's no other psul that creates Shirayim except for chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mkomo. There is one other example, but there, the reason for the fact that it works is because there's a difference between the yachid and the tzibur, and that's by tuma. By tuma, it also creates Shirayim. The reason that tuma creates Shirayim is because the yachid and the tzibur have a different din. By the yachid, tuma is problematic. By the tzibur, Tuma is Hutra or Dechuya. That is why over there it's an exceptional case, and why it's not addressed by the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is making a statement about things that are comparable by Yachid and Tzibur. When you have things that are comparable by Yachid and Tzibur, it's the same psul. Over there, nothing makes Shiraim except for Machshevet Chutzlis Mano and Chutzlim Kamo, and that's because we've seen so many times that the Pigul has to be done, Matirav, have to be done properly, and therefore, since it's sufficient to make it into Pigul, it's also sufficient to make it into Shiraim. But there is one other exceptional case, and that's by Tuma, not addressed by Rabbi Yochanan, because there the whole reason for it making it into Shiraim is because there's a difference between Yachid and Tzibur. And therefore, when we sit over here, Pasul, Pasul has to be talking about someone who was Pasul because they were Tameh. And that's the Pasul in the mission. We're talking about Kiblu Asulim or Zarkul Psulim. That's a Pasul who was Tameh. And that's why it makes it into Shirayim. And that's how we explained it in the Mishnah, that the Pasul we're talking about here is not a Pasul of Balmum. It's not other type of Pasul of Zar, but rather a Pasul of Tum'ah, which does make it into Shirayim. And therefore, you can be Medayeg out of the Mishnah that the Pasul Tameh over here makes it into Shirayim. And that will not be in contradiction to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, who's addressing only cases where there's an equivalent din between the Yachid and the Tzibur. All right, just a note over here. There is a Mishnah in Zvachim that says, "Kulam shiqblu daman chutz zmano chutz l'mkamal, im yesh adayin daman efesh b'tzavar yachzor hechsher v'yikabel." We do have a case. There's a Mishnah in Zvachim that says that even if you had machshevet chutz zmano chutz l'mkamal, that you can go back, a kasher can go back, do the kabbalat adam, that even after you have machshevet chutz zmano chutz l'mkamal, if a kasher goes and does kabbalat adam, it will work against the position of Rabbi Yochanan. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says that? So we're going to have to say, we have to say that Mishnah, because Shechishe Psul Be Kabbalah Chutz Zmano Chutz Lumkamo. Takushe Psul Eino Se Shiraim Lifsul. Alon Chishev Kasher Be Kabbalah Chutz Lizmano. So that depends who did it. The question if it's a Pasul who did it or a Kasher who did it. If a Kasher has a Machshevet Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lumkamo, then it makes it into Shiraim. Because it only has one problem here. That's Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lumkamo. If it's a Pasul who does it, and does Machshevet Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lumkamo, he has no effect. Because he's a Pasul. So he has two problems. He has a problem of Pasul before he has the problem of Chutz Lumkamo and Chutz Lizmano. So the Mishnah in Zvachim, the case that Mishnah in Zvachim is not made a case of a Pasul that has Machshevet Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lumkamo. Therefore, it doesn't make it into Shiraim. Over here, where we have a Kasher that does it, that doesn't make it into a Shiraim, because then the Chutz Lumkamo and Chutz Lizmano is effective. And since it's effective, therefore it does make it into Shiraim. So then the Gemara says, Tashma, I have a proof to this. Ha-pigul, yo'olam bo'limbo. In the case of pigul, you're always mo'elbo. Lav delo zarak. Isn't this even a case where there was no zrikat adam? Now, why would you have thought this? Havamina. So Tosfot says, when we say the word olam, olam means both the case of zrikat adam and a case of delo zarak adam. And in that case, I'd have two conclusions. I learned two chidushim from this. In a case where it was already had zrikat adam, and we say the pigul is no good, that'll teach us the din of Rav Gidol Merav that we learned yesterday. The case of delo zarak, and we say still mo'alim bo, that'll teach us the case of heter zrika shaninu. And we will be midayek that only because of the problem of pigul over here, when there was no zrika, is there mi'ila. But had there been no pigul and no zrika, enochanami would have worked. And therefore we would have concluded heter zrika shaninu. So therefore, I could use the word olam to mean both before zrika and achar zrika, and I would learn out two chidushim from it. So that'll teach us two chidushim. And that's why we would prefer to say the olam means the lo zarak and the zarak. Ushmamina, from that, you would learn out that heter zrika shaninu. Lo, zarka, it's a case where he did zrika adam. Umay the olam, then what are you going to do with the word olam now? Before I said the olam meant both before zrika and after zrika, and each one of them would have taught me one chiddush. But now that you're saying that it's only when the zrikat adam is done, even in that case, then what's the chiddush over here? You're teaching me that it's heter achila shaninu? That's not enough of a reason to write the olam. So it must be my the olam hakamashvon k'rav gidol amarav. That's what it is. The olam comes to teach us the din of gidol amarav. The zrikat pigul eino motzei midei mila veino meivili de mila. The olam is coming to teach us that special chiddush that Rav Gidol Merav said before, that zrika, even though it's effective in effectuating the pigul, it's not effective in taking away the mi'ilah. And that's what the olam. The olam means it never works. The zrika pigul is never effective when it comes to mi'ilah. Okay, we'll stop over here.